October 20th, 1956. My name is Mr. Goodley, and I've killed 10 people. I can only imagine the cluster cloud of thoughts that might be parading through your mind. Were they an act of revenge? No, they were not. Were they bad people? Some were, some weren't. Did they deserve it? Did they deserve it? I can't really answer that one. That, I'm sure, is something for you to decide. Understand, good friend, that I am not an animal, nor am I a man who kills brutally. I arrange my killings properly, and if you don't mind my saying so, I've given these 10 memorable souls the power to be remembered forever. But then again, you can't truly take my word on that, can you? After all, what good is the word of a killer? Curiously, you are still reading on. To begin, I shall open with crows. Now, these crows are not diseased, filthy, or even visible. These crows are unseen, and yet everywhere. They are invisible, at least to me they are. I remember when I was 7 years old, and living with my grandmother on my mother's side, that I was prone to having panic attacks. All of them were due to my grandmother. Almost every week for 3 years, my grandmother would come barging into my bedroom, eyes wild with disgust and a face like a corpse. With her candle, yes, she still kept candles even though electricity had blessed us with no outages of any kind, she shuffled across the room. Crip, crack, crick. She did it so frequently that I memorized the sounds the floorboards would make. One, maybe two nights a week, and always the same sounds. Crip, crack, crick. Completely unnerving. Every time she would slam open my door, I could feel just a little urine leak out as I bit my covers. In the dim candlelight, the glow would never complete her face. Instead, the light would only hollow out her features. Light, even at its dimmest, could not penetrate the deep lines. She pressed her face against the small glass window, darting her eyes across the vast open field. "It's the crows, lad," she'd say. "The crows! Look at them! They're everywhere! The damned things never stop! They fly to and about and through solid walls! All of them, all at once, I tell you, all at once!" After another minute at the window, she turned to me, wipe the sweat off her creviced brow, nod foolishly, and blow out the candle. The walk to her bedroom left me uneasy and on edge.